Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer and writer of your favorite horoscopes. And of course today the moon is dark because tomorrow evening at sunset, Eastern time of course, the moon, it will be new in the sign of Pisces at about 9 degrees. I love it when there's something happening at sunset because this tells me that something good is going to happen. So if you're in the Eastern time zone, and the new moon occurs, then that area of course, the world is going to be affected the most. But there'll be other areas of the world also that'll be affected, especially if the new moon occurs the 1st, the 4th, the 7th, or the 10th house. Sunset is the 7th house. Of course, the moon will be in the sign of Pisces tomorrow, but today it's in the sign of Aquarius, ruler of genius, ingenuity, inventiveness, and sometimes things that are shocking and unexpected. Well, that's fine. Today I wanted to talk about the influence of the planet Mars in Cancer and the planet Uranus in the sign of Taurus. Now, both of these signs are in their fall. That means when a planet is in its fall, it means we have something to learn because it could be it could be opposite or not in a good aspect of the sign that the planet normally rules. So there's something to learn here. So we have something to learn about the sign of Cancer where Mars is and the sign of Taurus. First things that come to mind are finances, housing, domestic duties, families, controlling emotions, opinions. And of course, the sign of Cancer also rules prejudices. Not just like in a larger sense, but also like within a family. Like there could be a closed family unit that doesn't allow for new people to come in. Maybe it's a closed family unit where it's tight and outsiders are not really wanted. So this would not be like a great time to bring home a new boyfriend or girlfriend, let's say. So we have these two planets, Mars in Cancer and Uranus in Taurus, and they're coming into a sextile right around April 4th. When I looked at the chart of April 4th, it was quite interesting. And so not only does this bring something new, but it's an opportunity to see things differently, to open your mind and maybe allow for new people to come into your life or allow for the family structure to change, not holding on so tight or being so opinionated, but maybe more open. So there's a lot here that's changing. I always said like the first 6 months of 2025 was going to be where we saw most of the chaos or most of the changes happening. And then we sort of like, we get into things, we get into a groove and we're used to it. And maybe we see the benefit of some of these changes that happen. And so Aries is coming into changes within their financial situation and their home life. And of course, Taurus, where Uranus is situated, will be coming into changes with getting their finances on point, but also with their own opinions and how they communicate with other people. Gemini has Uranus in their 12th house, and of course, Mars in their second house. So Gemini comes into the world with unsteady emotions or past life fears about finances and food and things like that. It has nothing to do with this lifetime, but it can carry over, right? And of course, Cancer is coming into their own. Who died and made you boss? Well, you just took over because you didn't see anybody taking charge. And of course, Mars is in your first house or in your sign, giving you direction and having you take over where you don't feel like anybody else is getting things done. That's fine too. Mars is in your 12th house, Leo, and of course this means you've got secrets or you've got something that's bothering you, but you can't let on. Because why? Because Uranus is in your 10th house and you've worked so hard to achieve goals. Virgo is another one here where Virgo has a specific overlay because you've got all those planets in your 7th house and things just happen to people in your life. And you maybe sometimes you are accountable and maybe sometimes you're not, but you have to deal with or take care of people. But for the moment, Mars in Cancer deals with kind of friendships. In the sign of Cancer, and of course, maybe you're thinking like sometimes your friends are crazy. Well, Uranus rules friends, and he's in the sign of Leo. And so, you know, there is something here going on with friendships, group activities, and even money in inheritances. So we have to be very careful before we burn any bridges, Virgo. Libra, of course, Mars is in your 10th house, and this makes you have to work doubly hard to get ahead and to confront authority figures or to get them on your side and have them, you know, do what you want them to do. But keep it up. You know, none of this means that we have to, like, you know, throw the baby out with the water, right? So we have to wait and see how all of these things kind of like work out. Scorpio, of course, has Uranus in their 7th house, and they attract, you know, really enlightened types, and they're looking for people who are special in some kind of way, stars, VIPs, you know, these are the kind of people that you just normally attract. Mars in Cancer is not so bad for your sun sign. It just keeps you from achieving your goals sometime, or maybe having to go back to the drawing board. Sagittarius has all those Pisces planets in their 12th house, bringing family issues. And of course, Mars in Cancer also deals with family issues, like I started to say. Uranus in the sign of Taurus is in your 6th house, so there can be family arguments. So we have to be extra cautious with that. Capricorn has another unique overlay with all of those planets in their 3rd house of communications. And so this makes you forgetful. You really have to check your facts. You can lose things and then find things. But Mars in the sign of Cancer is in your 7th house of relationships. But here, this sextile, this upcoming sextile between Mars and Uranus means, you know, that you have to deal with some special people. And I'm putting special in quotations, cranky people. But also, through your patience, I think you can get along with many people from many different type walks of life. So that's not bad. Of course, Aquarius, Uranus is your ruler. And today the moon is in Aquarius. So this tells me that you're ending a cycle. Uranus is in your 4th house. You're ending a huge cycle. And that requires that you let go of something. It's not always easy to let go of people, things, places, homes that we're attached to, but that may be the case. And of course, Pisces, it's your solar return, and you have to handle, of course, financial issues and get things steady. Uranus is in the sign of Taurus. That's not in a bad aspect to your chart, and Mars in Cancer isn't either. So your lessons are really kind of what I call sweet. And I like that. Remember to like, follow, comment, and keep me in your mind. Book a consultation with me. You can also buy my 2025 horoscope guide. You can download my app with a free tarot reading, which I, of course, have done the annotations for. Looking forward to our next meeting.